for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hey there. This is Mark Lockins calling. Wanted to inquire about switching over to you guys from Spectrum.
I'd be happy to help you with that. Can we start off by getting your address, Mark?
Yep. It is 96 Van Gosbeck Street, and that's V-A-N, and then G-A-A-S-B-E-C-K. So Van Gosbeck.
What's the zip code?
12401.
Pulling that information up. Give me 1 second. All right, Van Gosbeck. And is that just the plain address? There's no like number one or anything attached to it?
Oh, sorry. It's a 96 Van Gosbeck Street?
Yep. All right.
Is that what you were asking? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, so we had a couple of options. One was for Van Gosbeck, just 96 Van Gosbeck. The other was for 96 Van Gosbeck number one. I don't know why we'd have two of them with the same number in there.
Oh, okay. We have like an attached, converted the garage to like kind of a cottage there, sort of attached to the house.
That would probably be where that number one would come up as. All right.
Yeah.
So if it's just the main house, we'll just go with that one. This is for home, correct?
It would go to both, actually. They're one and the same, you know what I mean? So it'd just be one entity, you know what I mean?
Yep. So is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And what speed of internet were you looking at getting? We do have a couple of options depending on your use case. You may require a little bit stronger internet than what is the normal.
Well, the call I got from you guys is like, you know, the 1,000 up and down for $69.99.
Yep. Is that the one you wanted to go for?
Unless there's any other ones I don't know about that might be more appropriate for me.
So what do you use your internet for typically at home?
You know, just your basic Netflix kind of stuff. I do have my my Wyze cameras at home, you know, in and out of the house for, you know, security. That's about it.
How many cameras do you have?
I probably get about 5 of them at home.
Okay, so yeah, our 1 gig network should be able to handle all of that just fine.
Yeah, how many of those kind of, you know, typical security cameras can you put on, you know, right now, I'm using them, like, I'm getting converted at my shop also, where I probably have about 10 cameras, which drop out sometimes, you know, and I think that's probably fine for even that, isn't it, 1,000?
Yep, 1,000 would be good for something like that one. Anything over that, I would recommend our 2 gigabit internet, just so that you have the bandwidth for more devices.
Right, okay.
All righty. About how large is your home?
Oh, hang on, just 1 sec. Hey, Brett, with you, okay? How big is the home?
Yes.
About maybe 2,000 square feet, something like that.
All right. So we do provide you one additional extender free of charge. If you require an additional one, you can always give us a call back, and we'd be happy to get you set up with another one just in case you need a little bit extra coverage. But you do get one for
now,
free.
I do have at my house the I have a mesh system already with, you know, 3 nodes on it.
Okay.
Will that still be able to be used?
Yes, you should still be able to use that one just fine.
Okay, cool.
All right. And do you need any kind of home phone service?
I do not need home phone service now.
Okay, fantastic. And do you own or rent your property?
Yes, own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities, like your power? Is it from the pole or underground?
Pole.
Awesome. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Awesome. For my records, can you please spell out your name for me?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name is Lawkins, L-A-W-K-I-N, like Nancy, S, like Sam.
And what's a good email address for you, Mark?
Andy Lawkins, so A-N-D-Y, L-A-W-K-I-N-S, at Gmail.
And the phone number you're contacting me at, that 845-663-3376, is that a good contact number?
Perfect, yeah.
Awesome. We have a couple of ways we can communicate with our customers. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Phone is probably best with text as a second in the
All right,
backup room.
so here at our ShopFiver, we can notify our customers via text messaging about important information like installation appointments, account details, or billing updates. You can also confirm your appointments via text, and let me assure you, we're not going to send you anything to your phone that you don't authorize us to do so. Message and data rates may apply. Most accounts, it doesn't, because it's like, hey, everything's free. So
yeah, yeah, but it's unlimited. Yeah, no worries.
All right. Would you like to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing to get that $69.99 price?
Yes.
Awesome. So that would be with an ACH auto payment. That's going to be like an electronic check. Do you want to sign it that way? If you would like to, you can sign up with a credit or debit card, but that's only going to give you a $5 discount instead of getting you down all the way to that $69.99 price.
Oh, so we need a check. What would I use? Let me see.
If you have like your bank's mobile app, you can always just pull up the account and routing information that way.
Actually, I'll give it to you right now. Actually, yeah, here, give me a second. You can give it, go with
the ACH.
Yeah, I'm going to do my check routing. I'm going to grab my checkbook here. Just go up my check routing number.
No worries. We'll go.
That'll work?
Yep, that'll work.
Yep. Okay, hang on one more second here. Okay, here you go. Here's we got the you want the routing number first, or
yep. So on the check, what you'll notice is the first set of numbers is going to be routing. The second set's going to be the account. The last four digits on the very bottom is just going to be a tie to the check number. I won't need those four digits. I just need the account, the routing and the account number.
Yep. Okay. So routing number, zero. Yep. 021 000322.
That should be with the Bank of America.
It is.
What's the account number?
00936610 7911.
All right. And name on the account should be, will it be Mark Lockins?
It is.
Is this a checking or savings account?
This is a checking account.
Awesome. Do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yep.
Do you want to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay, so I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we can continue.
But by the
on.
Way, let me back up 1 second. So if I do it with the credit card, what does it end up being per month?
$74.99.
Okay, and if I do it going by the check like this, then it's $69.99.
That is correct.
All right, so yeah, whatever, that's fine. Let's do the checkbook's fine. Let's go with this.
No worries. So at the time of your initial connection, our technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, that temporary drop may be laid on the ground. If it is, we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, you said you had Spectrum, so we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed with us before you call and cancel and return their equipment. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit from us to send everything back. Failure to do so can result in up to $135 per unit charged for not returning it in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your account for any account-specific details, billing inquiries, or any other, or if you happen to have to make a payment, do so by logging into your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes. Awesome. And there's no contract, right? You cancel anytime?
No contract. Cancel anytime. And we do have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So after your installation at any time within 30 days, if you're not satisfied with your service, you can just call us up saying, hey, I'm not happy. Take it back.
Right. Okay.
All righty. So how'd you hear about us? You said, did you get a little flyer in the mail?
Flyer in the mail.
Yep, that's about
And also
90%.
seen a truck you guys are doing my neighbors too, so I saw that as well. So
Yeah, you probably saw the truck, and
question
it's just like.
now what about my services with Spectrum right now, like Netflix and HBO, etc. Now how does that transfer over, or do I have to cancel those and open new accounts? How
So
does that work?
with the Netflix and the HBO Max and all of them, you will have to start up service with them directly there because they are not tied to you, because those are specifically tied to your bill with Spectrum. So if you want to get those services, you will have to go directly through those companies.
Okay, now through those companies directly. It's not so when I get it, I don't remember how it even worked, but when you get like HBO or Netflix and all that through Spectrum, is that's paid that's gotten right through Spectrum, not directly through Netflix and them?
So essentially what's going on is the account that you've si set up for those services, it's still your account. It's just that the payment method, instead of coming directly from you, it's coming from Spectrum. It's because you're probably paying Spectrum a certain amount every month for those services. And so the amount
Gotcha.
may increase just a little bit for their direct services, but it's not going to increase drastically.
Okay. All right. So, Okay. But now I have 1 gig up and 1 gig down, so I'll have much
That
better
is,
upload speed and everything.
yeah, that is correct. So you shouldn't see any interruptions in your streaming services at all, because I know with certain bandwidths with Spectrum, sometimes it'd be like you're streaming a show, and then out of second, it's buffering. And it's buffering. And no one likes that. Alrighty, do you have anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires or septic tanks?
No, nothing that's just not obvious there, I guess. No, it should be good. And preferably if we could put the wire underground, I would prefer it if we can.
So that is something you can discuss with the technician on the day prior to the installation. You could say, well, can we get this underground? Depending on what is required for that process, if you have like, typically if you don't have to go under like any kind of driveway to get your service installed, it's no problem whatsoever. They can do the job and get that taken care of. But if they have to go underneath your driveway, that does require a specific piece of equipment, and which may push back your installation date just a little bit, so they can make sure they have that equipment ready for them. So that's something definitely you can discuss with the technician on the day that they're doing our drop, which typically, like I said, is the day prior to installation.
So we'll keep this service in place right now from Spectrum. So now after you guys install it, we'll basically we in effect be pulling the plug, so to speak, on Spectrum. We'll wire it in. So then I'll have no TV until I call and transfer it to Archtop then, right?
So we don't actually provide like any of the streaming services. You can actually, what you can do beforehand is just once you cancel with Spectrum, literally just log into your account through a computer and say transfer all the billing information over into your name instead of it being through like Spectrum. So, and you
Oh,
can
so
even
I log into my okay. So log into my HBO or Netflix account and go to billing and change it to me personally because it's going to the other guys.
That is correct.
Okay, and then how does that get turned on though and work through my fiber now? I got to call
So
them up.
for your streaming services, are they like on a Roku style TV or a Fire Stick kind of TV?
Oh right, yeah, good point. They're pretty much all on the Roku.
So if they're on the Roku, you don't have to worry about that. The only difference that's going to happen is when we get our service installed for you, it's just we're changing, since you do have your own mesh network, essentially what we'll do is we'll be unplugging the router or the modem for Spectrum, putting ours in place and plugging it into your mesh network. Your network information won't change one bit. It's just going to be where the internet is coming from. So it should be a real quick,
Right,
easy,
so
quick swap.
my Roku and my mesh system and everything that's on it won't know the difference of where the Wi-Fi is coming from.
Yeah, it is essentially.
It's essentially, yeah. Okay. So I don't have to do anything to my mesh system. It's just going to be working normally. I don't have to modify it or do anything to it, or any of the stuff connected to it doesn't have to be changed to anything.
That is correct, because that does use its own, because your mesh network is going to be using its own protocol system. If you were to be using our routers themselves, you would have to make those changes. But since you're using your own mesh network, you won't have to worry about that.
Right. Okay, cool.
All right. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians?
So what's the next step? So what kind of time frame are we roughly looking at, would you think?
Let me take a look here and get this good to go. We can get you installed as early as next Thursday.
All right. Thursday it is. Let's do it.
So we have a couple of times next Thursday. We have 8, 10, 1, and 3. What time works best for you?
Let's do 8, 10.
8 to 10? Okay.
Or you mean 8 in the morning?
8 a.m., yes.
Basically,
yeah. So is that time still good, or we can always choose a different time?
Nope, that's good. 8, 10 in the morning is good.
All right, Mark, do you want to leave any kind of notes for our technicians, like giving me a call before you arrive, just in case you have anything you need, like any kind of animals you need to put up or anything?
Yeah, we have no animals, but hang on one minute. Okay, all right, I'll see you in a minute. Let me see. I'm sorry, I got distracted there. What was it? That Thursday. What's the date on that Thursday?
That's the 21st.
21st, yeah, that should be fine. So they're going to either text or call me or something.
Yep.
When they're on their way.
Yep. When they're on their way, or if they're running a little bit behind.
Okay. Good. Yeah. That way, so they don't just pop up, because it'd be good to have a little notice that they're coming. Yeah. That they're on their way. You know what I mean?
Nope. Yeah. Definitely. Especially since it's like it's first thing in the morning. Most of our early morning appointments, sometimes they're there right at 8 or within a couple minutes. On occasion, they may be late due to traffic or certain other kind of, traffic-related instances. Actually, I had one guy, he was worried where they were at, and the guy was stuck behind a train.
Yeah, no worries. That's, of course, no problem. Okay, so are they going to call or text?
They'll give you a text before they arrive.
Okay, text before they arrive. Beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Fantastic,
well,
man.
I've got you scheduled out for next Thursday at 8 a.m., Mark. You are good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with at this time?
Now, I'm looking to do my business as well, but I think that's a whole different department, right?
That is another department. I can take your details down and pass that information along to our business department if you'd like me to.
Never mind. I forgot. I got a guy there, Chris, actually, from there. He's already working on that. No worries. Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, yep. So if Chris is already working on it, he's our business guy, so he's the one who will handle it all.
Yep. Cool. All right, man.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mark?
No, they were good to go, man. Thanks a lot.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the residential family if you're already working on business. So,
yeah.
And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you next.
All right,
we'll see you next Thursday for installation.
Okay. Yep. Have a good one, man.
Bye.
Bye.